Morgan Hawk inside the Colonels clubhouse with manager of the Colonels and manager of the Western Division squad for tonight's All-Star game, Jake Maurer. And Jake, have you ever managed in an All-Star game type event like this?
No, it's my first one, so it's a neat event. It's actually really great that we're hosting it here in front of our home crowd, and sounds like the rain's going to hold off, so it should be a fun night.
Now, as far as All-Star games, maybe even as a fan, what's your experience with that?
Well, I've gone to a few and watched Joe play in several, actually, and got to be around the home run derbies with that and all that, so that's a lot of fun. You know, I got to go to the Yankee Stadium one last time they were there that last year, so it was pretty neat to see that and the experience, and really, other than that, that's pretty much been the All-Star experience for me.
Going with Sam Clay on the mound, what was the thought process behind that?
Well, Sam's one of our guys, and I'm biased, to be honest with you, so... It's his birthday today, as a matter of fact, too. So he's done a real good job for us in the first half, and chance to start in front of our home crowd. You know, I thought it was kind of a no-brainer.
Happy birthday to Sam Clay. And about the starting lineup, how do you even wrap your brain around trying to figure that out?
Well, it's kind of nice that as far as positionally, they all got voted in. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, you got pretty much everybody's best hitters on their team. So there's not a lot of soft spots in the lineup, as you would expect, and it'll be kind of neat to see how the game kind of unfolds. You know, both sides have a lot of good arms, and you know, the old saying goes, pitching usually beats good offense, but, you know, weirder things have happened.
Do you try to get everybody in the game, or what's your thought on that?
We're going to try to get everybody in, you know, and I'll have to check some of the rules as far as All-Star game rules. You know, we want to run it like spring training where we get everybody in about the sixth, so we make sure they get at-bats and all that. You know, knock on wood, the biggest thing is to avoid anybody getting hurt. You don't want anybody to get hurt tonight and to affect their second half. So, you know, pretty much anybody and everybody that wants to play, we're going to try to get in there.
Pitching-wise, how does that all work out? Do you talk with the other pitching coaches in the league, how many pitches they can throw, who's available, that type of thing?
Yeah, some of these guys, you know, came down there in the same boat we were with playoffs and kind of in the balance there until last weekend, and so some of them threw on Sunday, and they're not available today. And so you try to contact everybody's pitching coach and see where they're at, what their thoughts are, and what their organization thoughts are, and come up with a game plan. And, you know, it's like baseball. We have a plan A, but weird things can happen, and so we'll just have to see how the game unfolds.
Do you meet with the team beforehand? And if so, what do you tell the guys?
We're going to talk with them today. You know, everybody's kind of coming in and out yesterday and with the party and all that. So we'll talk to them before we go out and congratulate them. Tell them to go out and have fun and showcase their talents and really just enjoy tonight.
What do you expect the experience to be like once the game gets going?
Well, you know, that's the nice thing about baseball is once 7:05 rolls around, all the stuff and autographs and meeting people and all that kind of goes away, and now it's just back to the game. So, you know, you just go out and do what got you here and why they're here and just go out and perform.
Colonels-wise, what was your takeaway from the first half in Cedar Rapids?
It was disappointing as far as how we ended. You know, I thought the last 2 weeks we really had a hard time scoring runs, and when we did, we didn't pitch so good. And so that kind of shows why we ended up third, you know, to be honest with you. I think we hit under 200 as a team, which you aren't going to win many ball games doing that. And, you know, it wasn't a good time kind of for the middle of our lineup all to go in a slump at the same time. So, but, you know, it's like we talked about on Sunday. It's something to learn from. You know, the teams that we played in April and May really well or tough against are going to be different as well as we are. So you got to learn how to adjust. You got to learn how to go out there and compete on a daily basis. And we need somebody to step up and really lead us through the second half.
Well, a couple days till the Colonels start the second half. But enjoy tonight and have fun.
Thanks, Morgan.